Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we're going to pick up where we left off the last time. We're talking about the mysteries of Christ, the mystery of God. And I want to read again from Colossians 2 and 1. Colossians 2 says in verse 1, and this is coming from the Passion, and then we'll change over. It says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 1, I wish that you could know how much I've struggled for you and for the church in Laodicea. And I want to get to verse 4 and then we'll stop. He said, as the many other friends I have yet to meet, I'm contending for you that your heart will be wrapped in the comfort of heaven and woven together in love fabric. Notice that Paul struggled persecution that he went through. He was thinking about the church. He was called away by the Spirit into Arabia, where he spent some time there. And he said in Galatians, this revelation I received, no man taught this to me. I was taught directly by the Holy Spirit. I was given this revelation. And then he said in the third chapter, Ephesians, I'll finish reading here in a minute. I wrote to you about this in a few words, whereby you may understand my knowledge in the mysteries of Christ, in the mystery of God. And so he said, I was persecuted. I went through many struggles. If you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he talks about the peril that he was in and the different persecution. He was beaten, he was shipwrecked, all kinds of stuff happened to him. And he said, I was stoned, left for dead. And you can see why the enemy fights you to keep you away from this. And you would think all this persecution would have discouraged Paul and made him give up. But he was more determined. As a matter of fact, he said in the third chapter, Ephesians, he said, don't be ashamed of my persecution and the stuff that I went through. I did it so you can rejoice. Why? Because he received the truth that the body of Christ need today in this generation and the work that we have to do. We need this truth. We need this revelation. We need to know this, to walk in it. It belongs to us, and God have called us to it. And through the years, we can see that all kind of faith, teaching, churches, names of churches, all kind. You can name, all kind of denomination have popped up. But when it started out on the day of Pentecost, there wasn't but one church at Jerusalem. Then they spread it out and went to other cities and towns. But you can see why the confusion, the distraction, and the persecution, all that have come, because Satan don't want the church. Now listen to what I'm about to say. Satan don't want the church to get the real truth and revelation in your heart, my heart, in our hearts, how completely we have been set free of every work of darkness. And every one of them is subject to us. And where he worked so hard at, and where we fail at, there. And this start with our words. Amen. And we talk things we don't even know what we're saying. Because we don't, he have hoodwinked many members of the body not to study the word, not to take time with the word, not to take time in prayer, in worship, and waiting before God. But we're so busy doing what we think is right and have gotten a lot of us in trouble. But this generation, if I believe this, you don't have to take this, but I believe this, if God didn't have confidence in this generation in winding up this and preaching this gospel to this generation we're living in, I believe he would have had us born in another generation. But he planned it because he knew he had some people that would yield to the Holy Ghost, that would become, that would find out that we have been made one with the Lord. Jesus, in his walk on the earth, he knew exactly who he was. He wasn't born that way. He was born just like any other human being. But he got into Old Testament scripture. And he found out who he was. He found out all the prophecy that was prophesied about him. And he received that, and the Holy Spirit taught him. And he received that, and he started doing it. He walked in all those prophecies. And he knew he couldn't be, and once he got that revelation in his spirit, he knew he couldn't be stopped. And that's what the church got to come to. Right. Yes, right. We are persecuted. Yes, people come against us. Yes, we got all kind of doctrines out there. Yes, we got all that. But when you walk with Jesus, the word, and obey the Holy Spirit, we can't be stopped. It's impossible. But that's why Satan brings, you have to guard your heart. That's what Proverbs said. Remember what Proverbs 3:22 said, 23, I believe. He said, keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, or forces of life. Out of your heart comes. So